What's up, guys? Welcome to another edition of the Current Era Pod. I'm your host, Julian, and today we have the Gauntlet Fights. Mondi's new idea for the pod. He's going to introduce a character. They're going to get three different opponents, and do they run the gauntlet or not? For example, Batman versus Damian Wayne. Well, I was going to say Damian Wayne. who wins? And then, you know, Batman versus Nightwing, and then Batman versus Superman. Does Batman clear the gauntlet? I don't know why I just explained it, because we're literally going to explain it in the pod. But anyway, Monty and Jesse join me, and Batman clears, by the way. Mm-hmm. And we have a really great time on the pod, guys. We really do. I know you guys are going to enjoy the episode, so hit that subscribe button. It really does help. I release content every Monday and Friday. And that's it. Let's go ahead and get straight to the episode.
Monday.
Hey,
this is Jesse.
What's her page?
We're back. Current Era Pod.
Yes, sir.
New episode.
New idea. New brain baby.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck that is.
Let's we do have it. Audience. We have a new idea called Running the Gauntlet. Okay. So basically, I'm gonna pitch Jesse, and Julian, and live action only, guys. Live action character, movie character.
Are you gonna specify which live action?
Yes, I will.
Okay, great.
And then these movie characters have three rounds of people to go through, and you guys got to tell me, is it a low diff win for the main? Is it a mid diff win? A high diff win in terms of the fight? Or do they just fail? And I just want to see how much you guys agree or disagree, and I might chime in every now and then to play devil's advocate, my favorite thing to do.
It is.
So we are running the gauntlet. Round one.
Okay.
We have Icarus from the Eternals.
Okay.
So I'll ask Julian first in round one.
Richard Madden's Icarus?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Does he get through Tony Stark's Iron Man round one?
In a 1v1 fight?
Yes, a 1v1 fight.
Yeah.
He does.
Mid-diff, yeah.
Mid-diff? Ooh, yeah. Live action, by the way.
Okay. Live action, yeah.
Because comics, he destroys Iron Man.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Live okay. action. I mean, he still has the speed, power, flight, laser beams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not invulnerable, but
yeah.
I can't imagine.
Iron Man made Thanos bleed.
Does Iron Man have time?
All that poor little speck of blood.
Come on, yeah.
Does he have time to prepare?
No. These are no prep time.
Okay,
battles.
Yeah. Then, yeah. Okay. It's a wrap.
Mid-diff.
All right. He's going to be overwhelmed. Yeah.
Jesse, do you agree? Is it mid-diff? Or does he fail?
It's mid-diff because, like...
Okay.
It's
live action.
Yeah, of course.
Live action. Okay.
The comic book Icarus is, like, godly. But, yeah, go ahead.
He was, like, relentlessly, like... He didn't even think about it. He was like, all right, bring your ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's over with.
Okay. I think I disagree actually on that one. I think it's a high diff fight.
Live action? Okay. Okay.
Only basing off like the last suit that we got from Iron Man before he died. That Thanos suit was badass. He was really going up against Thanos.
So that's the one he would have.
Yeah. The latest suit. Okay. Round two. Does Icarus clear Homelander from The Boys? But you don't have all the context. You haven't watched The Boys.
I don't have the context. Like all the context.
All the context, yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of tough for me. What do you think? Have you seen all The Boys?
I have.
Yeah, okay.
So it's like. The same nigga, really. Like, not completely.
Yeah, it's two of the same niggas, pretty much.
Basically, just different, you know.
But based on what you've seen out of their feats, does Icarus clear? Is it high diff? Does he fail against Homelander?
I mean,
Homelander don't really have hands, though,
I would say Icarus, season one. But like I said, okay. I haven't seen two or three, so.
What level of difficulty?
It'll be high diff, for sure.
High diff.
I saw in one season.
Okay. I would say Icarus, because, like, you know, the amount of time he's lived and, you know, the battles. And,
mm-hmm. That's good. Good experience. You know, you're right. Yeah, thousands of years.
And, you know. And,
okay. So round three. Last round here. Let's see if Icarus can clear the gauntlet. Does he beat Shazam from DCEU's Shazam, Zachary Levi's?
Fuck no. No, he fails, nigga.
He fails.
That is
he
a child.
Fails. Okay.
Yeah, that's a child.
Oh, no. He said Icarus fails.
Icarus fails. Yeah. Shazam claps.
Okay.
Ooh. Like, live action.
Yeah, live action.
Claps his cheeks. Like,
okay.
Like. Yeah.
Okay.
Like Dumbledore Grindelwald. Yeah. Claps.
A favorite fan callback of ours. Jesse.
I was finally here for that.
Okay. Does Icarus defeat live action Shazam?
You got a point, Julian.
Live action.
Yeah. Don't let this nigga sway you.
I'm
though.
Thinking about it. I'm thinking about it, and I'm like,
because Shazam have taken on all the Eternals like Icarus did. I think so, personally.
I'm saying what?
Yeah. I mean. He would barely get fazed by what they do, mm-hmm. So it's like,
come on! Yeah, I need a decisive answer.
Rubbed against the side of a mountain, with, no, like that's not gonna happen.
Decisive. Come on. What comes to your head right now? Did you feel or no?
Shazam.
Shazam win. Okay, Shazam. So Icarus is not clear the gauntlet, guys. Mm-mm. Round two. This time, Jesse, you go first. We have
Do you agree?
What?
Do you agree that Shazam
wins? Yeah, I agree Shazam wins.
Okay.
Live action Superman, Kal-El. Henry Cavill's Kal-El.
Yeah, sorry.
Julian is a fanboy, to say the least.
Oh, sorry.
Round one. Does he...
Oh, no.
Look,
I'm not joining it. Oh, shit.
Round one. Does he clear Silver Surfer from the early 2000s Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer movie?
I'm going to punch that nigga off the board. <It's>
like, you're going to punch him off the board.
Okay. He's going to get on it himself. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
That would be
actually hard as fuck.
That would be hard as fuck.
No, I'm talking about like slow motion punches him, but like throws him, but also lands on it at the same time. And then
it's very hard to separate him from
Silverman.
We were talking live action.
Yeah, I'm saying like in the movie, they had to separate him. Like they couldn't just do it physically, they had to use the pulse, whatever. Anyway,
Superman. Superman.
Julian.
Low diff. Superman.
Low diff. Oh, yeah. What's your level of difficulty?
Low diff.
Okay.
Diff, yeah.
Okay.
We're talking live action again.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. Comic book, that'd be a tough battle.
Just the way
battle.
He Superman still wins. Johnny that'd Storm like that, Superman will catch him just like that.
I agree with that, actually.
That
okay.
Cool, so.
Jesse, round two. Thanos with three Infinity Stones of his choice. From the MCU.
Oh, versus Superman. I was waiting on the rest of it. Okay. Yeah.
Superman, because...
What's the level of difficulty?
Mid.
Mid difficulty.
I would say mid because, you know... What was it? The Illuminati fought him with what? He just had like three, right?
They fought who? Thanos?
Yeah. Like when you look at...
Oh, Doctor Strange, what there was a man.
He had like three, right? Or how many did he have?
I don't know.
I think he had all of them except for the Soul Stone.
We didn't see the fight, really. We just saw the aftermath.
I'm saying they showed the gauntlet and how many he actually had. He was missing like one or two.
I didn't even realize.
He was missing one or two. He didn't have all of them. So, okay. Yeah. It took all of them to defeat him and Superman...
You think Superman mid-diff Superman Thanos with three stones of his choice?
Yeah, it's going to be very entertaining.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we don't know what three stones it is?
No, it's just...
Oh, okay, I mean, it doesn't fucking matter. Superman, bitch. Superman, what the fuck?
What's the level of difficulty?
Low diff. Three stones?
Yeah.
Thanos, low diff.
They're
ooh.
Superman.
There's no infinity stones, though.
I know what they are.
All right, round three. Let's see if Henry Cavill clears.
Okay, let's see.
Arishem from the Eternals. That's the God Celestial. The
I
judge.
Barely remember this nigga.
The Judge Celestial. Does Superman clear the gauntlet?
You know what this brings me back to? When we were talking about Hulk versus...
Surtur.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the size and magnitude of whether or not that would actually affect him.
True.
And... I don't know.
Well, Julian, while he's thinking?
So can you remind me, like, what feats does Arishem have
in the movie?
Aside from, like, kidnapping the niggas at the end of the movie?
That's true, because it's only live action. Because I'm thinking about all the capabilities.
His power is implied in the movie. Like, the Eternals bow down to this nigga. They don't even challenge him. Like, he's bigger than planets. Like, you know, I mean, like I said, we don't really know his feats. But what you gathered from the movie and maybe any kind of previous context you may have, what do you think? Because you're right, he didn't really give many feats.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking live action,
but they like the Eternals are like feats. Super scared of this thing. Like,
Superman breathes and the Eternals are gone, so Superman wins.
Okay.
I'm gonna say high diff. I don't know what the fuck Arishem can do,
yeah.
But because the Eternals bow down to him, because the nigga's so massive,
yeah.
I mean, Superman might have to like break a sweat, but yeah,
ooh,
high diff. Yeah. Superman wins.
Okay, high diff. So you think? Okay, never mind. Go ahead. Well, no, I'm playing devil's advocate. Fuck it. So you think Arishem is less powerful than Doomsday?
Yes. See, that's what I was about to say.
But, like, he has no feats live action.
Yeah, that we've seen.
So,
okay.
Like, it's hard for me to gauge. It's hard for me to gauge his power level. I mean.
But what about live action, right? The other, you know, little clips of what they showed of other Celestials.
Mm-hmm.
Like, putting down the staff and destroying a planet and other ones bursting out of a planet. And Doomsday was just someone that was fighting him on Earth, right?
Yeah, I agree with that point.
If the planet just blows up, I mean, he's gone, right?
I mean, so, Superman can survive.
I mean,
yeah. But anyway.
Can he just like yoke him up and just teleport him somewhere? Like, who knows? Like,
we haven't seen him do that in live action, so no, he can't do that.
I mean,
shit.
He grabbed the Eternal straight off the grass, pulled that thing all the way out to space.
He teleported him. But anyway,
I just feel like high difficulty.
Superman wins.
It would still be Superman.
Interesting.
It would still be Superman.
What do you think, Monty?
Fly through his ass.
I think Arishem wins this one. Actually, I'm not gonna lie. But I have a lot more context on the comics of what Celestial is.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter about the comics.
I know, but I'm saying it's implied power. So
I was
like
talking
I said,
about the comics and what I know they can do, but it's like you said live action only. So
that's true. Okay, Julian, round three. We have Darth Vader is our main our main guy, okay?
Fully powered Darth Vader?
Yes, fully powered Darth Vader.
Got it, okay.
Round one, your boy, Steven Rogers, Captain America.
What?
How are they even going to fight?
Cut the shield in half.
Vader versus Cap. Vibranium.
Can a lightsaber cut through vibranium? We don't know.
I don't think so. In my world, no. No, bitch. It can't.
Yeah, so, I don't think it can either.
But. If that's the case, Cap is physically stronger, faster.
Is he physically stronger?
Than Vader? Probably Vader. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, the suit enhances his strength as well, like a lot.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cap is stronger. Okay. Cap stronger. That's my opinion.
Okay.
Live action.
Yeah.
You're so.
I can literally see the bias in your eyes. I'm about to say, like, okay.
Vader wins. It'll probably be low to mid diff just because.
I need you to choose one. Low
just
or
because,
mid.
Just because of like the force sensitive shit. Yeah. Like, it's just not fucking fair.
It's not.
Instantly, like.
I'll say low diff.
Okay. Thank you. He has fucking senses. I'm about to say, like, this nigga's so biased. Jesse.
Low difficulty.
Darth Vader wins.
Like, Cap's gonna try to run up.
Yeah.
Cap's gonna fold him like a piece of paper. That's it.
I literally agree.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Julian, round two. Does Darth Vader clear the Magneto gauntlet?
Magneto, which one?
Michael Fassbender's Magneto. I guess.
Yeah, Apocalypse. He wins. Same reasons. Even though Magneto can't control metal. I'm
about to say, his suit is metal.
Man, he kind of got his own little force going on.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
He's going to pull his limbs off.
It's not metal. It could be some other form of thing plastic? That he can't bend. No, I mean,
Ben.
Nigga,
there's
definitely more things than metal and plastic in the fucking universe.
That are hard like that?
Yeah.
Whoa. What?
Chill out.
Come on.
Anyway. So, yeah, I mean, like, can... No, that's not Professor X. Yeah. Vader still wins, I think, just because of, again, the force shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that. I mean, look, unless you're implying that Magneto could just crush this nigga's body.
You tell me. I'm asking. You.
I don't know. We need to do some fucking schematics about what Vader's fucking suit is made out of. But I don't think it's pure fucking metal. I don't think this nigga's walking around in a metal suit like the Mandalorian.
Okay.
Like that'd be totally different.
Okay.
But yeah, Vader wins. I'll say mid diff, just because of. And Magneto had no shield either, so
yeah.
Lightsaber action, plus the force action, mid diff.
Okay.
Right. Jesse?
High diff.
Because I agree. Because I think it's high diff as well.
You're so biased. Magneto's your favorite character.
Metal arm. Pull off.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm glad we can't see this. pull off his arm. And then, like,
that's not gonna
Darth Vader catches it, and it's like his magnetism versus the force. Mm-hmm. He can also
use
the
magnetism. Which one's
stronger? Exactly. He can actually use the magnetism to build that, you know, like, force field around him. Mm-hmm. Can the force penetrate that? Can it?
Mm. I mean, right. There's other ways that, I mean,
like,
force users can, like, hurt niggas in just the force. I think y'all, like, mentally break them down.
Yeah, but, I mean, he can technically pick up almost anything, mm-hmm. Magneto,
yeah.
And then he literally can. So it's like.
So, but you said Vader high diff.
Yeah, Vader's gonna win, but it's high difficulty.
I agree with that.
He's gonna be like a little nub crawling on the ground by the time he wins. But
okay, yeah. Fair. Last round. Let's see if Vader can clear the gauntlet. Does he beat Dumbledore with the Elder Wand? Julian,
you love this fight. They're like, I don't know why you keep bringing it up and thinking that I'm gonna change my answer.
Uh-huh.
Dumbledore fucking wins.
Okay,
because he can't lose with the Elder Wand. Thank you very much. Dumbledore wins.
Okay, so Vader's is not clear to go.
And we're talking about live action
feats. Yeah, of course. Live action
feats. Live action feats. If we're looking at live action, Dumbledore literally never lost a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Okay.
Anakin is, how many you know? Or what? He is what?
Anakin or Vader?
They're the same nigga.
Yeah,
that's true.
The nigga got mopped up twice. So
by the same nigga.
Dumbledore has no losses. Literally. Think about it.
Nigga. Jesse?
He don't have none.
I mean, they're fighting different caliber of people, but go ahead.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like, yeah, he hasn't lost, but he's fighting other, like, wizards. But has he fought a Jedi?
I think Vader's a wizard technically, too. But
I mean, technically, that's what they are. He just can't say that they are.
Space wizard. Anyway, go ahead. Who wins?
That's pretty good.
Come on. I need to be more decisive with these answers. The audience is waiting.
Dumbledore. It's Dumbledore.
Dumbledore wins?
Yeah.
Okay. So far, because
I mean, can the wand be taken away from him?
Well, except for
Superman
Julian.
Superman did.
Yeah. Can the wand be taken away from him?
Yeah, with the force.
Dumbledore doesn't need his wand.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, but isn't the reverse true? Can't Dumbledore take away his lightsaber?
I mean, but yeah.
Seeing a fucking wizard with a light, that would be crazy. Yeah, okay.
That would be it.
He'd be even more dangerous. So yeah.
JK, I know you're listening, baby.
All right. Jesse, number four, round four, Godzilla is our main guy.
From?
from the Godzilla versus Kong Godzilla movie.
Oh God! Yes. Okay, Godzilla wins. We don't have to hear the rest.
Round one. Does he? What, do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he beat Drogon, Rhaegal, and Viserion? So all of Daenerys' dragons. Does he beat them?
Yeah. All three.
Yes.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Fully grown.
Yes, fully grown.
I'd say yes. I'm thinking of the size, but the size doesn't matter. Because
I mean, size does matter in a fight.
It definitely matters here. Godzilla's a big motherfucker.
He's a big motherfucker.
Yeah, he is.
But yeah.
Yeah, if it's not that like elder gigantic black dragon or whatever its name was,
Balon.
Yeah.
Would fire hurt Godzilla? That's a good question too. I mean, would just pure fire hurt Godzilla?
Godzilla.
Okay, and what's the level of difficulty?
It's mid.
Mid. Okay, mid difference.
Yeah, I mean, it's
three
like
dragons. It is three dragons.
Three fire.
Yeah. Three fire. So are articulate.
Three plus fire.
Julian.
Yeah. First of all, this version of Godzilla got a nuke dropped on him. So,
he does feed off a nuke. So it kind of like, I mean, yeah, it was a nuke, but that's what the nigga eats. Is nuclear power anyway. So.
He also lived in a volcano.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, it is three fully grown dragons at their peak.
Yeah.
They're no diff. Like, Godzilla fucking... one atomic breath, and I think it's a wrap.
I literally agree with that.
Godzilla's just going to turn and be like... Yeah.
Okay,
like,
so you said...
This nigga Rhaegal went out bad. Like it was just like a fucking regular bow and arrow. The nigga just died, so...
That's true.
Yeah.
So with you mid-diff, with you low-diff?
No diff.
Oh, no diff.
No
diff. I like that.
New option,
all right. Nigga had his own options. Round two, Jesse. Does Godzilla defeat Optimus Prime? From the Transformers movies. The god of the Autobots.
This nigga dies in every movie. You want me to give him credit?
I fuck with Transformers. I really
Optimus
do.
Is that nigga?
He really is.
Don't you ever?
Is he?
Okay. I'm talking about
he's the one. Even though he dies in every movie, he's the one that beats the main guy in every movie. Like, they don't give Bumblebee no kind of shine.
You give him that trailer off the back of the truck
and the sword. Oh, you give him the sword too. Shit. And the rockets. Anyway, well, yeah. You tell me.
All the willpower he has. Yeah. No matter how cool he sounds, Godzilla gonna fuck him up. I'm sorry.
What's the level of difficulty?
It's gonna look cool as fuck, but it's gonna look amazing.
Yeah.
Him flying around, but just atomic breath cutting him in half, like that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That atomic breath is a killer. Mm-hmm. What's your level of difficulty?
Low diff,
Optimus Prime. Ooh, that's disrespectful.
I agree.
Julian, low diff.
Low diff.
It's a fucking robot.
Low diff. Optimus Prime?
Godzilla. Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Hey, Godzilla. Get
the fuck out of here. Back charger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. That sound design is one of the best I've ever heard in a movie. Anyway, Jesse, okay, let's see if he clears the gauntlet then. Does he beat Surtur from Thor Ragnarok? Godzilla.
Yes.
Ooh, level of difficulty. You think he beat Surtur, really? Okay. The nigga who destroyed
Live action.
Yeah, live action.
Live action.
Godzilla would do the same fucking thing.
Okay. It's going to take him a little longer.
Yeah.
Mid-diff.
Surtur.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say Julian. Extreme diff. Godzilla clears. Extreme diff.
He clears the gauntlet.
This is going to be very, very, very difficult.
I agree. I think it's going to be hard.
Based on what I've seen from that nigga, they're...
They're about the same size, actually.
I would say Surtur maybe a little bigger? Smaller.
You think he's smaller than Godzilla?
Yeah.
Is it because he has arms and legs?
I'm thinking of the beginning Surtur. You're talking about the one that caused Ragnarok.
Yeah, when he destroys Ragnarok. I mean, when he destroys Asgard. Yeah.
That nigga was like the size of the... Well, he wasn't the size of the planet, but...
Yeah, maybe they're the same size. Maybe Surtur's like a little bigger, but...
I'm thinking he's a little bigger.
I would say... I mean, but like, it's really hard to judge because this thing was just... just stomping around and shit at the end of the movie, so...
I mean, he was giving hella hands and hella gave everybody hands in that movie.
Yes, yes. I said extreme diff.
Okay,
but I mean, I think Godzilla will pull it through somehow.
Okay, Godzilla clears the gauntlet then. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I said mid diff simply because, you know, like Thor just flying around with his little helm.
So you got this begs another question now. So basically, if Thor couldn't beat Surtur, you think Thor couldn't beat Godzilla?
With or without
Stormbreaker. With Stormbreaker.
Oh yeah, Thor claps. Not claps, but Thor wins. Yes.
But he, okay. So you think Stormbreaker and Mjolnir are that big of a difference in power?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Thor with Stormbreaker would have won against Surtur and Bina?
I think so.
I still don't think so.
Thor was like, nah. Like, he was like, no, I'm good.
That's because he knew his limitations with Mjolnir.
Yeah.
And at that point, he had lost everything, didn't believe in himself, blah, blah, blah. But like, fully confident Thor with Stormbreaker?
Beat Surtur.
Look,
I'm just saying the magnitude. Okay.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
Just fly up there and
all right, guys.
That's it.
Godzilla clears the gauntlet on both parties. Mm-hmm. All right, round five. Julian. We have the Mandalorian as our main guy.
Oh, shit.
Round one. Does he clear Predator? But the not the Predator from Prey, the updated Predator. Okay, the most updated Predator.
Oh my God. Mando. Does he clear the Predator?
The Hunter versus the Hunter. Yeah.
Mando has his full new armor, Beskar armor.
Beskar armor, Darksaber.
Oh, he's Darksaber too? Oh, it's a fucking wrap.
It's a wrap?
It's a wrap. Okay. Mando went because his visor, I'm pretty sure he can see the
the heat signature.
Yeah, the heat signature.
Yeah.
So the Predator shit that he relies on so much wouldn't even help him.
Can he? I think he can't see his signature.
That's true. Right. Yeah. Infrared.
So, yeah. Low diff. Mando wins.
Low diff. Wow.
Fully loaded up with the Darksaber.
Yeah.
His entire armor is a shield.
Yeah.
Against anything that the Predator is going to shoot at him aside from the bomb.
Yeah. The cannon too. Okay.
But I mean, even the bomb, I don't think would kill Mando.
No. No. And it would take a couple of them.
It would take a couple. But
we're talking about weaponry though. Like, what about combat? That's why I think it would be like.
I mean, what? Because Predator wins. Do you think it gets that close? Like, or do they even get that close to fight hand to hand combat? Or you think it's just going to be like a faraway battle?
I think.
Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. The Predator more has like an assassin's type of, you know, Mando's more like, I'm here, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I feel like they would, you know, they would fight a little bit, and the Predators, they got hands, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got their little moves or whatever, but Darksaber, like you said, that's it.
Yeah. First of all, the last time we saw Mandalorian, he was still like, nigga could barely even pick up the Darksaber. Keep that in mind. He's not equipped with the Darksaber yet. I mean, yes, that is a great weapon to have, but this nigga's not like the best nigga using it right now. Keep that in mind as well.
He can get a lucky angle to turn it on and you know.
Okay, so we're relying on luck for this battle. Okay, what's your level of difficulty of Mandalorian beating?
I said mid.
What do you Predator, think? Low diff.
Oh, low
Predator
diff, sorry.
Doesn't even have, like, real armor around his body either.
I mean, his whole body is armor, but like not for, like, Mandalorian's weapons.
Not like Mando's,
We're talking about, like, top Predator, right?
Yeah.
Because, like,
the Predator that we
the most updated one, he has some shit on him. He did.
Well not that nigga from the new, the 2018 Predator movie. Not him.
Damn, why not?
Because that's not even canon to my eyes. That movie's so bad.
Oh, so it's right. Canon now. Okay.
Round two, Julian, does he get through Star-Lord, Peter Quill?
That boy got some toys.
Mando, huh?
Yeah.
Versus Star-Lord. No ship? No powers?
Why the fuck would he have the ship?
Nigga, I have to ask that.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
He could just blast this nigga from fucking space.
Does he have the Milano? he cannot use his powers?
Nigga, no, he doesn't have Ego's powers, nigga, no.
Okay. He lost it, right?
Yeah, so yeah, that's not even a question.
Oh yeah,
but he has a lot of gadgets though.
He does have a lot of gadgets.
Oh yeah, Mando claps, low diff.
Low diff, Star Lord.
Yes, nigga.
Okay,
Star-Lord.
Okay.
It's just a nigga with a visor and a little gun. Like, first of all,
come on, he's more than that.
Yeah, he's.
Is he?
Put some respect on Star Lord, bro.
By himself, first of all, is he more than that?
Niggas don't understand that in Infinity War, he gave Spider-Man and Iron Man hands almost by himself.
Okay,
Lord.
Am I capping?
Lord.
Am I capping?
You are.
MCU fans, am I capping?
You're capping.
The scene when they first meet Star-Lord, yes, he had the element of surprise.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He had Spider-Man held down, and Iron Man was like...
Spider-Man was like, okay, bro, like, let's talk, because like, I'm about to beat your ass. the fuck?
Anyway, Jesse.
Star-Lord, he does go hard in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
But Mando got it.
What's the level of difficulty?
Mando has literally every advantage. Every physical.
Not every advantage.
He has every advantage, my
Star-Lord opinion. He got some technology. Like, he got some, you know, anti-gravity, whatever the fuck.
Oh.
You know.
Okay.
Jesse?
I'd say mid-diff.
Mid-diff. And, Julian, you said a low-diff fight?
Low-diff.
Wow.
Mando claps cheeks.
All right, let's see if Mando clears the gauntlet. Does he beat Boba Fett? As we last saw him in the Boba Fett show.
Yeah. Again, wow. This is my opinion.
Wow.
Okay. I know a lot of people love to, like, fucking...
No. There's no bias here.
Yes. Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Mando beats his ass. And he has the Darksaber.
Mm-hmm.
But
Boba Fett has the experience.
Okay, sure.
Okay. And it's fought...
Mando has the will.
It's fought...
First of all...
More Jedi than Mandalorian.
But he's not fighting Jedi right now.
But okay, that's true.
He's fighting his cousin.
First of all, this nigga Boba Fett was trapped underwater for 20 years or in a cave for 20 years. So his experience
That could happen to Mando too.
His experience doesn't fucking mean shit. Is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Mando's better.
Yeah,
he has more feats. Okay, and let's get it, Mando.
What's the level of difficulty?
Low diff.
He's gonna low diff Boba Fett, nigga.
Low diff.
Bro. Okay, Julian. Now you're being okay. He might win, but you're being disrespectful.
No, Mandalorian.
He low diff fucking Boba Fett.
Low diff. Low diff.
That's why this nigga like bro, would Julia like somebody? It's like, it's no point even asking him a question. Like, he's just gonna fucking suck this nigga's
no.
dick. All right, Jesse.
Nah, Mando. Low diff.
Nigga just saying Mando. Shut the fuck up.
Even though Boba Fett has to jump in the hot tub every time he gets his ass beat.
That's very true. That's very true.
This nigga had a fucking hyperbolic top chamber next to him.
The back attack?
This nigga like, fuck. Wait. I'd say
decisiveness.
Mid-diff. Who I've wins? Been doing a lot of mid. Mando.
Mando wins.
Mando wins.
Dark Saber. All right, Mando clears the gauntlet, guys. I think Mando wins too. I think this is a high, super high diff fight. That's what I think personally.
And for some reason, Boba Fett doesn't have like all his armor. He's only got like from like the waist up, right? Like his legs aren't armorized.
I thought he recovered it in the Boba Fett show. Remember when he went to that place that had his ship? Didn't he get his armor back?
It was only the head and the,
yeah,
the torso.
Yeah, when he was dragging it was,
I believe.
Yeah. Okay, I could be.
That's what it looked memory. Like.
I mean, yeah. that would be.
And she knows shin pads.
Yeah. No? So,
okay.
Cut him out of legs.
Boba Fett's experience.
This man has joggers.
You'll see it coming.
Willie.
And he's been trained by the Tusken Raiders. So, anyway, Jesse, round six. Obi-Wan is our main guy. Does he clear round one? Boy. Does he defeat Harry, James, Potter, Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Harrison Potter. Oh, shit. All right.
Wait.
Said Harrison
go
Potter.
Go ahead. Go ahead. It's just Harry?
No, right. It's not Harrison, but go ahead.
Yes.
He does, Obi-Wan.
Yes.
What level of difficulty? The prime high. Obi-Wan, too. The prime Obi-Wan that we just saw beat Vader. This is
which
Obi-Wan.
Which Harry Potter?
At the end of...
Is this Master of Death Harry fucking Potter we're talking about right now?
No, okay, I mean, cool. He don't have the cool. three. He don't have the three. What's it
Deathly
called?
Hallows?
Deathly Hallows. No, mm-hmm. But he's still like the guy. Like he has the experience.
High diff.
Obi-Wan,
and it's gonna look amazing.
I think it'd be a good fight too. Look Julian.
So I want to make sure yes. I want to make sure that the stage is as I see it.
It's okay.
Facial. Obi-Wan is Master Jedi Obi-Wan, mm-hmm. and this is fucking seventh year Harry Potter. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, but the Harry Potter.
Yeah, Obi-Wan claps his cheeks.
That just beat Voldemort though.
Like I said, Obi-Wan claps his cheeks, no diff. Like,
no diff.
What are we talking about?
It's a no diff fight, though?
It's Harry. Yeah.
Okay.
If this isn't Master of Death, Harry Potter,
yeah.
Then it's he's going to get his ass destroyed. Like,
okay.
What are we talking about?
Jesse, round two. Does Obi-Wan defeat Ahsoka? Now, we haven't seen much from Rosario Dawson's Ahsoka. We see more in the Rebels and all that kind of shit. But in the live action, we haven't seen
Mando
much.
Season two?
Yeah. We saw her in the episode called The Jedi.
She was about to beat Mando's ass? Well, she kind of was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was, actually. Yeah, yeah. But does she beat Obi-Wan with her two white lightsabers?
No. So fucking cool, by the way.
Yeah.
No, low diff, and he going to cut them little gummy worms off her head.
Obi-Wan, low diff, Ahsoka?
Yeah.
I think it'd be a better fight than low diff. But
yeah. I'm going to say this would be mid diff. Obi-Wan still wins.
Mm-hmm.
He has pretty much everything that Ahsoka has, but better.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's faster, stronger, more experienced, more battle tested. No, she's a beast.
Yeah,
from everything that I've seen. But yeah, Obi-Wan's that fucking guy.
And her master is a nigga that Obi-Wan whips his ass every time you fight too. So
there is that.
Okay, Jesse, let's see if Obi-Wan clears. Does Obi-Wan beat Rey as we last saw her in Rise of Skywalker?
You mean God level Rey? Got it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, she didn't have like the force of all the Jedi like that. But she, you know, she has the experience of beating Palpatine, beating Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
This is Rey.
Mm-hmm.
Does Obi-Wan clear the gauntlet?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Prime Obi-Wan. He does.
Okay. Y'all see Monty's face.
No, okay.
High diff.
Julian.
Let's be real. I love Obi-Wan. I love Ewan McGregor.
I got a crap. I got a Charlie horse. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Damn.
Go good.
Fuck. And I'm just going to sit here and look at you. And like, yeah. Ray's going to clap his cheeks again.
Ray's going to clap Obi-Wan.
Clap his cheeks.
Clap prime Obi-Wan?
Yeah, like.
Okay. You said again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ray wins.
Now, playing devil's advocate. Ray has not really fought that many lightsaber users in her life, and just because there's not that many around. Obi-Wan had literally fought so many other duelers, like Darth Maul, Anakin, or Darth Vader, whatever. He, like Grievous, he's fought so many duelists.
He got combos.
He has the Jedi experience, even though Rey might be more powerful. Does that factor into your decision at all?
Power. No, because at some point, the power is going to become a factor in the fight. And when it does, Obi-Wan's going to lose.
So her fighting only like two Jedi in her life versus him fighting maybe hundreds of Jedi.
In
the Clone Wars and all that. I mean, saying that doesn't factor into this.
It factors. Okay. I said mid-diff. Ray wins.
Oh, Ray wins. Okay.
Yes, Ray wins.
So according to Jesse, he cleared the gauntlet, and Julian, he did not clear the gauntlet. Seven, round seven. Who went first that time? Jesse?
Yeah.
Okay, Julian. Blade. Motherfucker's always trying to ice skate uphill.
Wesley Snipes Blade?
Yes, Wesley Snipes. Prime Blade.
Blade one or two?
After the nigga just beat Dracula, even though.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, got it.
Does he beat Selene off Underworld Evolution? Now, this is before she takes the Michael Corvinus' blood and becomes a god.
Okay.
Does he beat an experienced thousand-year Selene from Underworld? Not God level Selene, by the way.
Yeah.
She was already cold, though.
Yeah, she was a cold assassin.
She was.
She was a death dealer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But Blade. No, keep going. Keep going. What else? What else did Selene do?
What do you mean?
Blade is going to bend her over
and fuck her.
Whoa.
I would actually love that. I love that scene. Rewind button working that day.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Guys, Blade. Oh, I mean, look, at this point, Blade is physically stronger, faster.
Is he stronger than Selene?
He's absolutely stronger. And at this point,
is he faster?
He's also a nigga. Okay.
Yes.
I'm trying to judge like the underworld vampires versus the Blade vampires, like their feats. They're both pretty strong and fast, but I don't know. Okay.
I would say
I feel like underworld vampires are a little stronger.
I would say Blade is stronger. I would say Selene might be a little faster.
He may be stronger. I'm just saying, like, when you compare their creatures, mm-hmm.
They fought.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, the vampires in Underworld look like they're a little bit stronger than the motherfuckers that was just running up the Blade and he was fucking them up.
I think that might just be plot, just because they put in that whole hierarchy system and, like...
That's true. They had, elder vampires and
they want you to respect these niggas as being more badass, but at the end of the day, bitch, sunlight, you're gone. So, Blade wins.
What's the level of difficulty?
I said low diff.
Oh, he's low diff Selene.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
That version of Selene?
Yeah.
Low diff.
And she was really cold up until that
She has thousands of years of experience, too. She's way older than Blade. Okay.
Yeah, Blade flaps.
Jesse.
What are we doing?
Okay, Jesse. I would say mid-diff.
Mid-diff.
Just because, she is cold. Yeah. I'm not going to
disrespect her. I think it's a mid-diff. I think Blade wins.
But Blade's going to win, yeah. But mid-diff.
I mean, okay. Whatever. What? It doesn't matter.
Round two, does Blade defeat another entry from your boy, Steven Rogers?
Oh, fuck.
Blade versus Captain America.
Yes.
The long
We won't see that.
Nigga Captain America might fight Blade.
That's not even what I'm saying, because like Chris Evans said, like, he'll come back as Captain America, but it would have to be like wild. The story would have to be like crazy. You have to be like perfect.
Guys, if you niggas don't think that Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans are not going to come back, y'all are fucking stupid.
They are coming back.
Anyway.
That bad. Yeah.
I love Cap.
Yeah.
Okay? I love him.
No Cap.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's literally my favorite Avenger in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Evans portrayal, I can never see anybody doing him, but yes. He's about to get his cheeks clapped again.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, how's Blade getting through that shield, though?
Blade is physically stronger, faster, more experienced. He has more battle experience. He kills things that are arguably stronger than Captain America every day.
Mm-hmm.
I love Cap, but he's losing this fight. It won't be low difficulty by any means.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
It'll probably be like in that middle ground between middle and high difficulty for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But Blade is going to win.
Okay, Jesse.
Yeah, I agree. I say mid diff because Captain America. You know, it's Captain America. But you can take that shield away.
Yeah,
it's gonna be hard.
It's gonna be hard.
Yeah. You gonna hold on to that bit like that helicopter.
That sword might break on that shield. But
now, Cap with Mjolnir?
No, of course.
It's over. It's over, bitch. It's over, bitch. Finally.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is a high diff fight, but I think Blade wins.
That's a different white boy.
High diff. Live action. Even high diff in the comics too. Okay, Julian. Let's see if Blade clears. We got Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man.
Oh shit.
Versus Blade.
Versus Blade.
And
you guys give me credit. I think I'm making these each battle a little bit better.
Yeah,
I spent a lot of time thinking about
that. Progressively, you're getting.
How can it progressively be a better fight? Okay, Julian.
Mind you up at 1 a.m.
versus who? Literally me. I'm in my notes. Go ahead. I'm such a fucking loser.
This man is at home kicking his feet in the air.
Literally a loser, but go ahead.
Let's see. Wesley Snipes versus Andrew Garfield. Wow, man. So.
You can't say he's stronger than Andrew Garfield, can you?
No, that's where I was going. So I think we can all agree that Andrew Garfield Spider-Man is stronger and faster.
Yeah, I think Spider-Man is just the god of all street niggas.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah. But Blade has the healing factor.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
And he has guns.
Oh, spider sense. I'm gonna say Spider-Man wins.
Mm.
This is gonna be like high diff, extreme diff.
Mm-hmm.
Like Spider-Man might lose an arm or something.
It's gonna look amazing.
But I think Spider-Man wins for sure.
Okay, Blade is not clear according to Julian. Jesse.
Same exact reaction.
Really?
Yeah. Spider-Man's gonna win.
Okay.
It's gonna be very high difficulty. It's gonna look amazing. But he's just gonna web that nigga up.
I actually agree.
Gonna web that nigga up.
I'm going
web his ass up.
I'm going mid to high diff. Andrew Garfield's win as well, if I had to say.
It's going to be hilarious.
You're
going to be roasting that nigga while he beating his ass.
Toby's a different animal.
you got to shoot a web through that.
Round eight. Jesse Wessie.
Oh my God. Whoa.
Never called you that for my life.
Yeah, that is not gonna be my nickname.
We got
Julian Julia. This is not gonna be Jesse Wessie, man.
We got Dom from Fast and Furious. Oh, no weapons, straight hands.
Yeah, all
right. Family.
Wait, did you say Dom?
Yes. Dom Toretto.
You know this nigga personally.
Round one, we got versus John McCain from Die Hard. Now, no weapons on either. Yeah.
John McCain or John McClane?
John McClane.
Jesus.
John McClane. John McClane from Bruce Willis's Die Hard. Did you watch that movie?
I did.
Okay. Well, what do you think wins between Dom Toretto and John McClane?
Family is everything.
Family is everything. But he has no family in this fight.
It doesn't matter.
It's just him.
He has memories.
Okay, those memories are powerful.
They're fucking powerful.
Does John McClane
and this
have
is
weapons?
This is a Fast 9, Dom Toretto, when he
broke
down the building. By the way,
the mutant Dom. Yeah. He wins. Low diff.
Low diff. John McClane. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Does John McClane have any weapons?
I said no. It's no weapons on either side.
Oh my God. Yeah. Dominic Toretto slaps.
Oh, slaps.
He's going to throw a car at this.
No diff. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I think it's going to be a better fight.
He's going to throw a car.
Jesse, round two. Does Dom Toretto defeat Lee, Jackie Chan from Rush Hour?
I can't wait to see fucking Fast 10.
No weapons. Jackie Chan's
Tata.
Lee.
This is young, springy.
Yeah, in his prime.
I'm going Rush Hour 2, Lee.
Ooh.
Versus Dom Toretto. Will family be enough?
Family.
For his parkour.
Or Forbidden Kingdom. God damn it.
Don't bring other movies into this now.
You're right. He was calling it that.
That movie's so underrated, by the way.
No, movie was fire.
I do want to shout out Forbidden Kingdom, guys.
Jackie Chan, Jet Li for the first time ever.
And it got no recognition.
It was a fucking event.
The script. I enjoyed it throughout.
Anyway.
This guy.
Who wins?
It's Jackie Chan.
Lee wins round two.
Yeah,
okay,
Jackie Chan. Wins.
The first round two, the failure.
Low diff.
Low diffs. It's
Jackie Chan. I don't give a fuck. If
okay,
dog.
Okay, okay.
Jackie
Julian.
Chan.
Did you think my answer would be fucking different? Jackie Chan. I'm sorry. Lee.
He's so biased.
Lee clap. What?
Healthy Jackie Chan.
He claps Dom Toretto. Okay.
Low diff.
Low diff. Dom Toretto. Yeah. Even with the super soldier serum running through his veins.
Not even thinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's no point in doing round three, but I'll go ahead and just do it for shits and giggles, I guess. Does Dom Toretto beat Rambo? Prime Sylvester Stallone in Rambo. No weapons, just hands.
Wasn't he just a boxer?
No, that was in.
That's Rocky. My fault. Rambo is the one that be killing niggas. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Headband or no headband.
Headband Rambo.
Oh shit, that's different.
That is different. That's
Does he have guns?
No, it's no guns.
Oh. Yeah, you know,
he's still a very brutal guy.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah, but dumb.
Nigga put the arms on
there. Yeah, dumb.
What's the level of difficulty?
It's low diff.
You disrespect the fuck out of Rambo.
Oh, that's fine. He has no guns.
Mid diff. No guns. Yeah.
No guns.
Okay. It's kind of tough. Yeah.
Y'all think not just fucking. Y'all think
he is
funny.
At this point.
It's funny though.
Look what they've done to him.
Round nine.
Bro, I literally laughed out loud in that scene, like in Fast 9, where like all the rubble was on him. He was
like
the nigga made a face and everything. I remember thinking like, wait a minute.
He's in there like change the script.
Yeah. Like wait.
I don't get hurt.
Yeah. What's happening? Is this real? And then John Cena caught a car like 10 minutes later. I was like, this movie's amazing. Like,
yeah, it was great.
I'm here for it.
It was great.
I loved it.
Superpowers running the family.
And meanwhile, Tyrese Ludacris are in space.
Yeah.
In a fucking Honda Civic. But anyway.
And then Tyrese got sprayed. But yeah.
I digress.
Yeah.
Round 9.
That's fucking funny as fuck.
Round 9. We got John Wick. Okay. John DeAndre Wick.
Oh, okay. Babes.
Round 1. Did he get through Denzel Equalizer?
Get the fuck out of here.
What? Nigga, put some respect on Equalizer.
Nah, bro. Hell no.
Y'all niggas are,
wait.
Y'all niggas are rude as fuck.
Parabellum?
Fat, sloppy, huh? Denzel?
Parabellum? You mean Parabellum?
I'm talking about Parabellum. Three. He's been through it all.
Yeah, he's been through it all.
Back and he's mad.
I mean, he was already a nigga in part one, but.
Let me set my watch. You got 25 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
John Wick, Logan.
Let me set my watch.
He's going to be like, I only need two.
Let me set my watch on this nigga real quick.
Bow. This is the.
Okay, Jesse.
There's only one thing I got John Wick losing to.
Jesse.
It's John Wick.
What level? Low difficulty. Mm-hmm. All right, round two. Julian, does he beat Frank Castle?
Oh, the guns?
Guns, yes, guns are involved.
Everybody has guns.
Everybody has guns. Oh, everybody got those scraps on them.
Man, come on, bro.
Everybody got those scraps.
Julian.
Does John beat Frank Castle with guns?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on.
Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga.
It's funny because they call Frank Castle that too in the show.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's dope.
They're both boogeymen.
long range, like where are they? No, just appease me.
Okay,
where are they?
Because Punisher's cold. They
both start off 500 feet apart in a field.
God damn.
With trees and shit too. So yeah, I mean, they have some cover if they need it.
I think that's a disadvantage for John Wick personally.
Okay.
So I'm leaning more towards Frank. I'm gonna change the scenario.
Wait, I said 500 yards. That's kind of crazy. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
100 yards. 100 yards apart.
No. I want them in a dojo. There's no boxes or nothing.
Traditional.
Each has one pistol. Okay. And after that, it's just straight fucking hands.
Okay.
Frank Castle is gonna beat the shit out of John Wick. I love John Wick. I love.
So hold on. So you think Frank Castle could have survived the events that John Wick went through in John Wick 3?
Absolutely.
He wouldn't have.
All them assassins coming at this nigga.
Yes.
I don't think Frank Castle would have got through that, bro.
Frank Castle would have opened the door and shot that nigga in the forehead.
No, like, I haven't seen the Punisher show.
Okay. What?
Well, I know.
You can't
say anything.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You're right. I don't have the content.
Okay,
right.
Yeah. So, as I was fucking saying, yeah.
The
prison scene in Daredevil.
Bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Frank.
That was like same level like John Wick facing all them. But,
okay.
Man. But, I don't know, man.
Okay, so you said Frank wins, okay?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know.
It'll be high diff.
Yeah.
I mean, John ain't no bitch, but
Frank
wins.
Okay.
You know what makes me say that? It's very high difficulty.
Yeah.
But Frank Castle wins because John Wick kind of has that piece of humanity. Frank Castle does not.
Hold on now. When John Wick is getting to it, nigga, he ain't got no humanity.
Bro.
That nigga is straight face, nigga.
He has an ounce of humanity.
You think John Wick has humanity?
There's some people he's let survive, like Common. Common's coming back. Because he stabbed him in the chest, but he didn't remove it. He was like...
He didn't kill Common in part 2?
He said, consider that a professional courtesy.
Yeah.
And then he smirked, and then it closed. Because if he pulled that out, he would have died. But he can keep that in, go to the hospital, and
survive. So I didn't watch Daredevil or from Punisher, but the Punisher never had Daredevil trapped him. Was like, okay, I'll let you go.
And yeah, he did.
So he
didn't let him go, but...
Yeah. Daredevil kind of just got out of it.
It was a similar situation.
Yeah, so I avoid that argument. As a supreme judge. Anyway, so you said John Wick. I mean, you said Frank Castle wins as well.
Yeah, Punisher.
Okay.
A little bit more raw.
We have another round two stalemate, I guess. We're round three for shits and giggles. Julian, does he beat the Terminator? Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator.
Are you asking if he beats a living cybernetic organism? No, nigga.
Yeah, so a little fucking woman beat. No offense to women. I'm not being misogynistic in part one.
They're gonna come after women for this.
What you mean?
What women beat the Terminator?
John Connor's mom.
Sarah Connor beat the Terminator?
Yeah.
So she physically went in and beat his
ass?
No,
but I'm saying that.
Then that's what this is, right? Okay. So like I said, John Wick can have a fucking bazooka and it's still over. Like,
really?
Terminator wins.
Okay.
No diff.
Jesse?
Which Terminator?
From
Arnold, right?
Like the one that they bring back and he's young? And,
no, from T2. So Prime Terminator.
Dun-dun. Nigga gonna have a box of flowers.
Okay.
Mid-diff.
Okay.
Mid-diff against a human?
Mid-diff.
Come on, bro.
First of all, Jon Snow is more skilled than any human that he's ever fought in the movie, so.
Wick?
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, Jon Snow, that sword?
Speaking of Jon Snow, Jesse.
Oh, is he next?
Jon Snow is the main guy.
All right.
Does he clear Brienne of Tarth?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Jon Snow wins.
What's the level of difficulty?
It's mid-diff, because she cold.
She cold.
Brienne is one of my favorite characters in Game of Thrones. I love her, but this is a low-diff fight.
It's a strong,
it's
a low-diff fight.
Right there.
John,
if they're on a battlefield, he's not going to just piece her ass and then go to the next nigga. It's going to be like, they're going to be fighting for a while, bro.
It's going to be passionate, yeah.
Like I said.
He low-diff, Brienne.
Low-diff. Look, I didn't say no-diff.
Oh, sorry. Like, nigga.
Low dip.
But she kind of cold. Yeah,
she is.
I think Julie.
And she's probably physically stronger than John.
Yeah.
Most likely, yeah. She was up there.
That's debatable, but, you know.
All right, Jesse, round two. Jon Snow versus Grey Worm. The dickless.
Oh, come on. Why are you doing that?
Grey Worm, the dickless. Who wins?
I remember I've been watching Rings of Power. He going hard in that shit.
Grey Worm
is he in there?
No, he's not in there.
That same actor that played
Grey Worm? No, that's just another light skinned nigga.
You sure?
Yes.
Oh shit! Their faces look alike. You're right.
They actually don't.
they do.
The nigga in Rings of Power has green eyes.
Whoa, Mondi! What the fuck?
Why are you looking?
Why
at
do
his
you know
eyes,
what this nigga's eye color?
Like, come on, bro.
Why was that the only thing you pointed out?
I mean,
this nigga has green eyes, and Grey Worm has great what nigga?
Come they on, have similar.
That's not a crazy feature to distinguish.
Oh, it is.
I think it said...
Yeah, green eyes and waves.
Yeah, green eyes.
But Jesse.
All right.
Jon Snow.
Level of difficulty?
Mid.
Wow.
Okay, so Grey Worm has... He's going to have army. He's going to have a spear.
He has the range on him.
Grey Worm has been in so many battles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not like Jon fucking hasn't. Jon wins. I think Jon has a better weapon. And I think
Ebony Blade.
I think John. No, I don't know.
Not Black Knight, nigga.
I know.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the. Yeah, I'm gonna say John wins. I think he is the more skilled and resourceful fighter. Even though Grey Worm,
I said Grey Worm is more skilled. He might be more resourceful.
Grey Worm
been fighting since he was cold. Fucking baby. He been. Whoa. This nigga leads a castrated army of niggas. They don't care about bitches or nothing.
Okay, so just want to fight. He's a good foot soldier.
Okay.
But would he have been able to do what John did in
no, because home? But this is no, because that doesn't mean anything, because this is just a one on one fight. No, I'm saying like what John did. You're right, he's a great leader and all that kind of shit. But this doesn't matter about
No. I'm not talking about his leadership skills. Yeah. I'm talking about when John was fighting the White Walkers, mm-hmm. and he like all of them niggas were getting pieced up
yeah.
and brought back to life, and John was the one that actually was fighting one and killed one. Yeah. Would Grey Worm have been able to do that in the same yes, situation?
I literally think so. Okay.
I don't.
So, what's the level of difficulty?
I said mid.
Mid difficulty? Mm-hmm. Y'all niggas are disrespectful. Grey Worm was that nigga. Do y'all not remember?
I remember.
I have to remind y'all niggas about Grey Worm?
But no, it's Jon Snow.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Think about the caliber.
There's levels to this, bro. That's okay.
It is, but they're also, okay, I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm getting a little passionate.
I see.
The range of weapon with that spear is so much greater than a sword, too. Like, he can attack this nigga from so much farther away. He could throw it at him. He could just
stab a nigga. You can parry all of that, though.
You can. And if this nigga he has gets a broad his spear sword, cut, right? It's over.
Yeah, because Jon Snow has a broadsword. Like, bro, that was that weapon back then. I didn't live back then, but
I'm about to say, you speak from experience.
That broadsword.
Okay, well, Jon Snow clears round two. Round three, King Leonidas from 300.
Said Jaime.
One on one,
Prime
like,
Jaime.
But we never like you said. We have no. We never saw sure Prime Jaime.
Yeah, we did the first season.
We didn't.
He whooped Ned Stark's ass.
Okay, but that was like a. Okay, but like we never that. Like in like a battle. We never saw like Prime Jaime though.
Okay, so
but we can go off everything we know, just like you did with Aerosmith. He's supposed to be the best.
Okay, well,
go ahead, whatever.
Okay, King Leonidas versus Jon Snow
from 300.
It's King Leonidas, bro.
It is.
Yeah, he got that.
Okay.
Yeah, he got that, bro. Yeah.
So he defeats Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna be mid diff, but like yeah.
Julian,
what feat did King Leonidas himself have in 300?
We saw him in countless battles on the front line.
The movie that fucking made everybody want to work out, bro.
Yeah, fucking niggas up. Kick the nigga into a pit.
That doesn't count.
I know. I'm not just.
I mean, you saw that battle scene when they were like, he was.
He killed a wolf when he was like 10 years old or 12 years old. A big ass wolf.
That's a good point. Yeah. But was it a lucky? Was it a lucky thrust?
Lucky thrust.
Yeah. Was it a lucky thrust?
It was. That's okay. Yeah, story plot. Okay.
First of all,
King Leonidas.
That narration in that scene is just so fucking amazing. He was 12 years. I don't know what he said. It was a cold night. The wolf approached. Leonidas kept his cool. His heartbeat slowed down to the rate of a mouse.
All right, then we're done.
Okay, sorry, Jesus Christ. No, he didn't say any of that.
Literally. I know.
But, Julian?
I guess. I haven't seen 300 in a while. So.
Could Jon Snow have led the Spartan?
Yes.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Puny man.
Could he have inspired them to die just like they all did? Yes.
Mm-hmm. But anyway,
John wins.
He wins against King Leonidas, bitch.
Them niggas were fighting for like hours. Like, bro,
John wins.
You're crazy, Julian. John wins. Okay. This nigga on Jon Snow's dick. Julian. Round 11. Yeah, we got four more rounds left. Wolverine. Hugh Jackman Wolverine, Prime Wolverine, so not Logan Prime. Wolverine. I guess I'll do the Wolverine, before he lost his adamantium. Versus Alien, a Xenomorph.
Nigga. You ain't even think about this. All right, good.
Them shit's big as hell, though. And they got acid blood. I mean, he has healing, but.
Yeah.
They might impregnate this nigga or something.
Would that even work? Yeah, whatever.
Wolverine yeah, they wins. Have the belly busters. He could be a male or a male.
He'll cut it out. He'll be back.
He probably would cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, fuck this shit.
Mm-hmm. Just wow. Okay. Yeah. I say Wolverine. Low diff.
Low diff's alien.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Keep in mind how big alien is, like, not like a. It's like huge. Like, it's like
the. What's the biggest thing Wolverine's fought?
Sabretooth?
No, bro. I don't know. If we say common, it'd be like the Hulk. But it's
the Hulk,
I'm
about to say. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, but live action Wolverine, the biggest thing he's fought? What does that fucking matter?
It was
the blob.
Fucking,
the blob and
not the blob.
Wolverine Origins when he actually lost against the blob? No, he beat the blob.
No, it was the Japanese. It was the.
Oh, the Silver Samurai.
Yeah, the Silver Samurai. And
but he didn't have his adamantium at that point, right?
He didn't. Still won. Still beat that boy.
That's true. That nigga was like 7-3.
Okay, so I think we all agree. Logan wins.
Logan.
Xenomorph? Yeah. What level of difficulty?
Yeah,
he loaded this a Xenomorph?
Yeah, he's chopping that nigga.
I think it's mid diff.
Yeah.
Okay. Round two.
Uh-huh.
T'Challa. I never freeze.
Wow.
live action T'Challa with the vibranium suit on his body.
This poses a issue.
Can adamantium cut through vibranium?
Yeah, I mean,
vibranium is the strongest metal in Marvel.
I don't think adamantium's second.
It is the strongest metal in Marvel.
Nigga, universe. I'm saying I don't think adamantium can cut through vibranium.
Oh, I thought you were saying like I don't think it's not the strongest metal.
So. No, and I said I think so. So yeah, you're hearing what you want. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, Black Panther wins. I love Wolverine. Mm-hmm. But in a fully adamantium vibranium, in a fully vibranium suit versus a nigga that just has claws and healing factor.
He's a very skilled fighter.
Plus,
as well.
Black Panther has the pulse shit.
Your claws are not better than mine.
You know, you think those claws? He might fuck around and say some shit like that.
He probably would actually. You think those claws can do something to me?
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see whose claws are sharper.
Let's see whose claws can cut through who first.
Okay.
All right. We have a weapon.
This nigga acted one time, and all of a sudden he's an actor. I love it. Monty.
Who wins?
Black Panther wins
with no difficulty.
High diff.
High diff.
Just because it's so fucking hard to kill Wolverine.
Yeah.
But Black Panther will win.
Also, guys, something so cool about Black Panther as well. In the comics, he has anti-metal claws. So they can just like any metal that his claws touch, they just like the other metal just like liquefies, which is so dope. Anyway, Jesse.
Oh, wow.
Who wins this fight?
I'll have to give the trophy to T'Challa.
Ooh, T'Challa wins.
He's the one to win.
What's the level of difficulty?
I would say high difficulty.
High difficulty.
Very high.
Good fight, good fight. Okay, round three for shits and giggles. Does Wolverine beat Tom Hardy's Venom?
Live action.
Live action, of course.
Live action.
Comics Venom stomps.
Yeah, I think live action stomps, okay. Honestly. Okay. I mean, you know, this nigga's still ferocious.
Let me eat him.
If he,
let me eat him.
I'm about to say, if he rips his head off, he can't grow their back. He's not Deadpool.
No.
So yeah, Venom wins.
Okay, he gonna rip Hugh Jackman's head off.
Probably, yeah.
Or just eat it off.
He gonna get that boy whole.
Yeah.
He probably couldn't bite through the adamantium, so he would just rip his flesh off, and that would be even
he might
more
want him
terrific.
He might want him as a host, honestly.
Ooh,
that
would be a dope post.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
With his anger, boy. Anyway,
hey, this nigga made Wolverine lose twice.
sorry, Jesse.
Yeah, it's Venom. Okay, got that.
So Wolverine does not clear.
Mid diff.
Wolverine does not clear the gauntlet.
No.
Round 12, Jesse. We have Captain Marvel. Brie Larson's Captain Marvel. Round one, ding ding ding. Does she get through Lady Thor? Natalie Portman.
Captain Marvel
with Mjolnir.
Yeah, Captain Marvel with Mjolnir.
Yeah,
mid diff.
Okay, I agree. Mid diff.
Yeah,
Julian.
Yeah, Brie Larson, Captain Marvel.
That
yeah, she's way stronger. So yeah, I'm gonna say way stronger. Okay. Yeah. I don't think Jane's Thor could have done what Captain Marvel's done in Endgame. She was going toe to toe with Thanos.
Yeah,
almost ripped the niggas Infinity Gauntlet. I don't think she could have done it personally.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna say Captain Marvel wins mid diff.
Okay, round two. Jesse, does she beat Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman? Kal-El, no.
I'm sorry. We're talking live action.
Yeah, live action. I know.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
High diff.
No.
I'd say high diff.
High diff, Captain Marvel.
Yeah, because
she
was moving in that mode.
And she had the God Killer sword.
Yeah, she was moving.
And her her music is playing.
Yeah. Boy, that score, boy.
Have y'all seen the Snyder Cut?
Yeah.
He used that
music every time.
She was on the scene, and I literally loved it.
She can look up.
Loved it. Anyway, Julia.
Cut to her foot. Pan it up.
Yeah.
This is tough because, I mean, live action, if you put Captain Marvel in the Justice League film, I think she could kind of handle
Steppenwolf.
Mm-hmm. Whereas all of them niggas were struggling until Superman got there.
That's actually a really good point.
So
actually,
live action, I would have to say Captain Marvel.
Mm.
Comics bitch? Yeah.
That's actually a really good point. I agree with that. If Captain Marvel was there during that Steppenwolf fight, I think we wouldn't have needed Kal-El. Well, round three. Well, according to Jesse, she passed. According to Jillian, she didn't. So round three, Jesse, does she beat the CW Supergirl?
That's still Supergirl. That's the crazy part.
Still a Kryptonian.
Captain Marvel.
What's the level of difficulty?
Mid
diff.
Have you seen any of Supergirl?
Yeah.
She has some great feats.
She does.
Yeah, Supergirl claps Captain Marvel's cheeks backwards twice on Sunday.
Oh, damn.
This is going to be low dip.
Scissor?
Yeah, all of it. Yeah,
oh, damn.
You said what? You said low dip?
I guess I'm saying.
We're talking live action?
Yeah.
Supergirl would have done literally everything Captain Marvel done, but she would have done it easier.
Okay.
Like, she would have done it with a hand behind her back. And we were talking about, like, CW Supergirl.
Yeah.
She had some crazy feats on that motherfucker. So.
She was OP.
Yeah, I'm sticking to what I'm saying.
I just didn't like the show. So okay. It's like,
see, yeah. Guys, don't be biased. Please, please, don't be
like,
biased.
I ain't like the show.
Man. Julian, round 13. We got Shang-Chi with the ten rings.
The ten rings.
Is it Shang-Chi or Shang-Chi?
Shang-Chi.
Because I've heard Shang and Shang.
Shang.
You were the one that came on the pod and was like, man, we need to do better because it's pronounced Shang-Chi.
Okay, but I've heard actual Asian people say Shang. So
actually,
okay,
that didn't help your case.
It didn't
at all.
All right, Shang-Chi with the 10 Mandarin rings.
All right,
versus number one, round one, Miss Marvel from the Miss Marvel show, Kamala Khan.
Can we stop this?
What?
He no diffs Miss Marvel.
He no diffs her.
No diffs Miss Marvel.
Okay.
Even without the rings, like,
oh, chill out.
He gonna be like, okay. Come on.
he gonna give her just straight hands.
He gonna
just
yes. Straight hands. What the fuck? Hey, little ass bracelet.
Yeah, sad because you're right.
Yeah, hey, little ass bracelet, boy. Fuck
she was struggling to get some street level niggas. Like, okay. Are you kidding? Shang-Chi
with no rings. He's Miss Marvel. Yeah, yeah. That's a crazy take. Yeah.
She gonna make it's her not. Little
but
block
I
jump
think,
on.
I whoa. Think I agree. Jesse.
No, that shit over with, boy.
Shang-Chi wins?
Yeah.
That's what's the level of difficulty?
Bro, low diff, bro.
Low diff's Miss Marvel.
Breaking
all right.
Through her little crystal shit. Like.
Round two, Julian, Julian. Does he get through Moon Knight?
With the 10 rings?
With the 10 rings.
Yeah, it's a wrap. All three of them niggas is dead. The 10 rings were severely overpowered. Like, you remember the 10 rings,
right? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But
Moon Knight has some feats, too.
Sure. Yeah.
Got stabbed with a spear to the chest. Didn't matter.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, Shang-Chi. But that's because the nigga brought him back to life. It wasn't because of what he was
doing. No, like, there was a scene when they were fighting. Like, I don't know if you guys remember, but like yeah, like that. Remember he got all the spears through his body? Like, at least, like, four spears. He just, like, didn't
really phase him. Yeah, but.
But it's when he's in the Moon Knight armor, not when he's Jake Locklear or whatever the nigga's name is, Mark.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, Shang-Chi wins with the 10 rings. I'll say mid-diff out of respect to what I saw Moon Knight do. But okay. Mid-diff, Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi, mid-diff, Moon Knight. Jesse.
Yeah, Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi and the 10 rings now.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, with 10 rings.
Low-diff.
Low-diff, Moon Knight.
Low-diff.
Yep. All right.
That's what I wanted to say. But
yeah. He has a little bit of strength, it showed. But
Last round here, Shang-Chi versus She-Hulk.
With the 10 rings.
With the 10 rings.
This is kind of unfair because we really haven't seen
her full
potential. Yeah, like what she can do.
We saw her fight Mark Ruffalo's Hulk. And he did beat her, but I mean,
she
got some licks in.
We saw that Hulk can get knocked out. So Hulk can get knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Thanos knocked that nigga out. So
Iron Man knocked him out too.
I think
Shang-Chi is just too skilled of a fighter to even
get close to her.
Yeah. Or not even that. Because like,
if she gets her hands on him, then it's a wrap.
But like, I don't think that she can actually touch him. He's that.
Because she has no fighting experience. She's just literally a Hulk.
Yeah. So okay. I'm gonna say Shang-Chi wins high diff just because she's a Hulk.
Yeah.
So like, it's gonna be hard to kill her.
Yeah.
But
if she gets madder, then she'll get stronger. So you gotta do it quick.
Theoretically, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse.
Yeah, I'll say the same thing simply because she's a Hulk, so mm-hmm. we'll be high diff.
Take the rings and strangle her ass.
Yeah, know what I'm saying, like, ting ting. He's just gonna bombard her with those rings, and it's not. Yeah.
Yeah, I say only he wins only because she has no fighting experience yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe by Avengers 6 or whatever, then she'll probably win.
Yeah, he's gonna like Mega Man her ass, just shoot all them.
All right, two battles left.
Over with.
Jesse Wessy,
stop this. Stop.
We got Batfleck in this bitch.
Oh damn.
Okay, your favorite.
Ben Affleck's Batman.
Nobody else likes
versus
Salt and Pepper Batman.
Round one, yeah, Salt and Pepper. Silver Fox Batman.
Oh, whatever.
Robert Pattinson's Batman. Round one.
In a fight.
Come on,
bro. The way that man moved out, the way that shotgun blast, boy.
Something's in the way.
Great song, by the way.
No, I'm talking about Batfleck.
No. Yeah, I'm talking about that song.
That shit hard too. His presence was great, but he's a young.
We talking about no damn presence, nigga. Talking about hands, bitch. Yeah.
When I saw him slap that nigga forehead through that box, he was gliding.
Bro, that warehouse scene, I don't care if you hate Batman versus Superman, but
that was the hardest combat scene I've ever seen.
That warehouse scene was the best, most comic book accurate Batman scene we've gotten to date.
That shit was insane. So, Batfleck, low diff.
Low diffs.
Mm-hmm. Low diffs.
Low diffs. Oh, he low diffs. Low okay. diff. Julian?
He low diffs.
He's low diffs. Diffs. Yeah. Pattinson Batman.
All I saw him do, you know, fuck up some niggas on the train.
This is basically like coming off his prime Batman versus just starting Batman.
I'd say he's out of his prime by the time we see him. He's probably even a crazier
Nigga like coming out of his prime. Like he's like 31, 32-year-old NBA player. Like you're not your peak, but you're still pretty fucking good.
Yeah, that man was cool.
Hey, Pattinson Batman had Doc Martens on, though. If he stomps that nigga, it's a wrap.
Yeah,
that's
what? Hilarious.
Doc Martens on.
So they went.
That's great. That's a joke. All right, round two. Jesse, does Batfleck defeat Cedric Diggory, Robert Pattinson?
The Wizard?
Yeah, the Wizard.
What?
Yeah. His name is hilarious, first of all. Yeah. But,
kill the spare.
It's a fucking wizard. it's still wizard. Batman, bro. It's Batman. Okay. High diff.
High diff.
Yeah, because he's a wizard. But it's like Batman, he figures it out. And it's Batfleck. So
Batfleck, high diffs, Cedric Diggory. Julian.
You're fucking nuts. Cedric Diggory was a seventh year wizard.
No, fucking nerd.
No,
don't let his nerd ass sway you.
No, listen to me. Listen to me. He was a seventh year wizard.
Okay.
He was top of the class.
Okay.
He just happened to run into fucking Voldemort. Okay. So yeah, the nigga died. But come on, like he's a wizard, bro.
If Batman can dodge an Omega Beam, he can dodge a fucking Killing Curse.
Nigga,
bitch.
Stop. No, he can't.
Bro, that scene in Justice League still pisses me. I love the show, by the way.
Wait, why does it piss you off?
Because that scene is fucking stupid.
No, it's not. It's iconic.
It is iconic, but it's just fucking stupid.
It's not. What do you
just
mean?
Just take a barrel roll out of the way of an Omega Beam. Yes, it hit like another like dead nigga or something like that. Like, come on.
Yeah, it hit a parademon.
That was insane. The amount of reaction time.
That scene pisses me off every time I watch it.
Oh my god!
All right, round three. I hope you guys are seeing a theme here.
Cedric Diggory wins.
I hope you guys are seeing a theme within my round.
Okay,
Batfleck versus Edward Cullen.
Oh god!
You said what?
Batfleck versus Edward Cullen's Edward Cullen, Robert Pattinson.
Who do you
Edward
think
Cullen
fucking Ben Affleck's Batman is? Like, y'all these are superhuman.
Y'all say
niggas.
He's that nigga, so let me know.
Against regular street level niggas.
We saw him fighting the Parademon in Justice League for 30 minutes.
Exactly, bitch. So,
but
he's
fought supernatural shit before. And during the Doomsday fight, he was there.
He was there. He sure was. But he was in there.
He was like
staring menacingly.
He was looking like, oh my god,
get up, Clark.
What these niggas that got me into?
Fight harder, but shit.
As if you can outrun me. Get the fuck out of here.
Edward Cullen.
Twilight wins.
Edward Cullen.
Yeah.
What's the level?
No diff.
He no diff. Batman.
No diff.
Batfleck.
What is Batman gonna do against a vampire?
Bombs, bitch. Sunlight bombs.
Weave. Like, that shit out of here.
Okay.
Bro,
all right.
And sunlight doesn't work against him.
I just wanted, you're right. I just wanted a theme against
glitter skin? No, it's over.
Yeah. All right. Last round, Julian. We got LeBron James.
Oh, my God.
What?
Round one.
Prime LeBron?
Yes. Prime. All right. Well, no, yeah.
Prime LeBron.
Headband?
He's nigga 37.
No, no. LeBron right now.
Yes. All right.
Versus Floyd Mayweather in a fight.
Why would LeBron win?
Now, yes, Floyd Mayweather is a little ass nigga. Well, he is the world.
So you're saying because LeBron's 260 that he can just punch Floyd?
You tell me. I don't know what I'm saying right now.
That'd be painful.
I'm implying something for sure. But,
you are, aren't you? Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think Floyd wins.
You think Floyd beats LeBron James?
Absolutely. He's a world class fighter.
You think a 5'6" nigga?
He's a world class fighter. I don't think LeBron would be able to touch.
He's hitting
this nigga.
Pressure points. Like he's fucking that nigga.
If LeBron get his hand on that little 5'6" nigga,
it's over. But like, is that going to happen?
You tell me.
Yeah,
this
is a boxing match.
In street fights, though, he's not in the ring. Like, this is a street fight.
So he slams him.
You tell me.
That's
I'm just saying, like the ring,
a street fight, knuckles. LeBron, I'm sorry. LeBron gonna fuck him up.
I feel like I beat up Floyd Mayweather in a damn street fight.
Who do you think you are, bitch?
Bro, what are you talking about? I'm 230, 6 feet. Like, bro, like this nigga's 5'6", 135. What the fuck is this nigga gonna do to me?
Okay. Yeah, I think Floyd wins. That's my opinion.
Okay, wow. I mean, okay, a round one failure. Jesse,
37-year-old LeBron.
It's Mayweather because technique, skill level.
He beats LeBron James in the street fight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because LeBron's like,
this nigga Monty's so outlandish.
See, the thing is,
y'all niggas are funny.
LeBron runs up, try to grab him. Weave, two good, well placed points. I mean. It don't matter how big you are.
Keep in mind, Floyd used to knocking out other niggas that are 140 pounds as well.
It doesn't matter, bro.
You think that punching power is going to knock out LeBron James?
Bro, it's not the punching power.
And he has brittle hands now? Because he's older? Okay, anyway. Sorry. Julian
knows.
Yeah, he knows.
Julian knows.
I say Floyd. Yep.
Round two. This is going to be a good one. Shannon Sharp right now. The big ass old nigga.
Versus LeBron?
Yeah.
Yeah, he nigga's too old. He's jacked. But so is LeBron.
Do y'all see Shannon Sharpe's Instagram? What did they be bitching like 415 over and over again? Like,
I was impressed, actually.
Yeah.
This nigga's like 56?
Yeah.
Yeah. LeBron wins.
You think he beat Shannon Sharpe in a fight? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. See, the thing is, like, you muscle mass. You're like, bigger, nigga. Easier. Like, that doesn't always
okay. come into play. What's the level of difficulty versus Shannon Sharpe?
Mid-diff,
Shannon Sharpe.
That big will be mid.
Okay, what do you think?
Two big ass niggas. But mid-diff.
I think Shannon Sharpe destroys LeBron James.
Destroys him because literally he's just stronger.
The nigga with benching 415. Okay,
the bench don't matter.
If you guys don't be in the gym, you don't understand how much weight that is. And
no, I understand how much weight is, but it doesn't.
Right. Last round. I mean, last thing. I guess LeBron versus The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Oh fuck!
Street fight.
Julian, mm-hmm. You gonna let him answer first?
But I'll give LeBron the prime LeBron, not 36-year-old.
No,
LeBron.
No,
no, matter? No. I'm going to.
Okay, then prime Rock.
I mean, he's in his prime right now.
No, he's this nigga.
The hierarchy
52.
Of the DC.
He get bigger every year.
He's 52, bro. He's not in his fucking prime. He's not in his prime.
The hierarchy.
He just looks gorgeous.
The Rock now would have beat The Rock's ass when he was the 30, nigga. I don't care what you say. You know he would.
No.
Okay. Anyway, prime LeBron versus The Rock now.
Look, no, Julian, prime. you should answer last because that's your name.
Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. Jesse.
Prime versus prime. It's going to be a funnier answer. No. Yeah, The Rock got that shit.
The Rock?
The Rock got it. He fought a skyscraper. Like, he got that shit. Oh, my God. This nigga got that shit. Bro.
Julian.
It was terrible, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Well, it was actually terrible to me. It just wasn't good.
Do you remember how funny the cover was, bro?
We're talking about
he was lunging at a skyscraper. Like, he was trying to jump across to get onto it. Wasn't that the cover?
Hold on. What?
I thought he was hanging it from a building.
I think we're talking about two different movies.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
What's the one
Rampage.
Where, yeah, I'm thinking about San Andreas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, San Andreas, no.
Yeah.
Skyscraper was like
all
like
the same movie. Kind of,
technically, he's the same nigga, but yeah. Julian?
Yeah, The Rock wins. Okay. Prime Rock versus Prime LeBron.
No, it's The over. Rock now versus no, Prime LeBron.
You know, okay, right now.
Yeah.
The Rock wins.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
What the fuck?
I agree.
Yeah. It's about drive. It's about power. We stay hungry. We devour. Put in the work. Put in the hours. And take what's. Oh, you don't know it?
Hours.
Black and Simone in my veins.
Anyway, guys, that wraps up the Running the Gauntlet pod. Hope you guys had fun. Part 2 will be coming soon.
Will it? Nice.
Hopefully. I don't know. I got to brainstorm about this shit. But, guys, thank you so much. Hope you guys enjoyed this one.
Yes, sir. Did.